Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
The Arizona Diamondbacks salvaged a split in their four-game series in San Francisco. They beat the Giants 5-3 on Sunday. Gabby Moreno's two-run single in the sixth inning gave the D-backs a 3-2 lead. They'd pad that lead with two more runs in the ninth. Slade Ciccone just called up from AAA Reno to start for Merrill Kelly, who was a late scratch with shoulder discomfort.
Great.
Ciccone was magnificent. He allowed just two hits and two runs over six innings. He got through 18 outs in just 64 pitches before yielding to the bullpen. Kevin Ginkle did give up a run in the ninth, but notched his fourth save as the D-backs moved their record to 11-12 on the year. They are in St. Louis for the next three, starting tonight. Brandon Fott on the mound against Lance Lynn. Remember Lance Lynn?
Oh, I do remember him.
Oh, Diamondbacks, they enjoyed Lance Lynn last year. Four home runs in the third inning of Game 3 of the NLDS when he was with the Dodgers. He's going for the Cardinals. First pitch, 4:45. Pregame coverage starts at 4 on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
And everybody in the Valley, collectively, hold your fingers crossed about Merrill Kelly.
Yeah.
Not exactly the news you, you needed.
It's
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous at this point. Well, I mean, last week we were talking about, wow, imagine Jordan Montgomery
joining this rotation.
Yes. Getting him all in order.
Right? Eduardo Rodriguez, okay, good. It looks like, according to Derek Hall, okay, he's going to be back within that 60-day window.
Yes.
Good. So no one's talking about shutting him down the entire year. Good. And then Merrill Kelly rolls in with a sore shoulder.
We literally just lived through this joke with the Suns.
We did.
The first half of the entire season was, as soon as one guy came back, one guy got hurt.
But to their credit, instead of going out like sleepwalking yesterday, they put together a really nice effort and won a game.
Ciccone was great.
Yeah.
Not the only injury, Merrill Kelly. Blaze Alexander left yesterday's game with hamstring cramps.
Oh, boy. But you also, if you're the Giants and you're rolling in, like, there are probably a lot of Giants players who didn't go out Saturday night because they knew they were facing Merrill Kelly on Sunday. And then they wake up, they get to the park. Oh, we're not facing him. There's no doubt that your guard goes down a little bit.
Yeah.
Whatever. I got some thoughts on this.
But you know, like, when a Merrill Kelly goes out, that allows the rest of the Diamondbacks to play freer. Have we learned nothing this year, Vic? Suns in Minneapolis preparing for Game 2 of their first-round series against the Timberwolves and likely trying to figure a lot of stuff out after dropping Game 1 120-95 on Saturday. Grayson Allen left that game in the third quarter. Head coach Frank Vogel said x-rays were negative. Allen has a sprain. We'll see about his availability for tomorrow's game, which gets cracking at 4:30 from the Target Center. We'll have a lot on Suns.
Oh, yeah. Today. Yeah, we're going to swarm that game. Not exactly what you wanted in a lot of different ways.
Swarm that game like the T-Wolves swarmed Devin Booker.
Not exactly what you wanted. Boy. Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, boy.
It was the perfect ending, wasn't it, Jarrett? Yesterday in the NBA playoffs. That was a callback to last week.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much a day of duds. Pretty much. Boston crushed Miami in game one, 114-94. They led by as many as 34 in that game. Jason Tatum led the Celtics with 23 points, added 10 boards, 10 assists for his first postseason triple-double. Boston hit 22 three-pointers on the day. Milwaukee cruised past Indiana, 109-94, to grab a 1-0 series lead. Damian Lillard had all 35 of his points in the first half of that game. Chris Middleton added 23 for the Bucks. Clippers jumped all over Dallas and hung on for a 109-97 win in LA. James Harden, 28 points, 8 assists. Ivica Zubac, 20 points, 15 boards for the Clips. The best game of the weekend came in the last game of the weekend. Oklahoma City survived a game one scare from New Orleans. They win 94-92. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had a 3-point play with 32 seconds left to put the Thunder up 3. CJ McCollum answered with a bucket 6 seconds later to pull the Pelicans within 1. After a Chet Holmgren free throw, McCollum missed a 30-footer at the buzzer, but not by much. The Thunder hang on for the win. Tonight in the NBA, 3 game twos on tap, starting with Cleveland hosting Orlando at 4 o'clock. That's on NBA TV. Cavs lead that series 1-0. The Knicks gunning for a 2-0 series lead over Philly tonight at Madison Square Garden. That game gets going at 4:30 on TNT. And then it's Nuggets-Lakers, game 2. Denver trying to hold home court advantage in that game that starts at 7 o'clock from Ball Arena, also on TNT. Got to give a shout out to the Knicks-Sixers game on Saturday. Was very good.
Oh, yeah.
Those two teams were playing really hard.
Yes. Well, everybody but Tobias Harris.
All that, yeah.
Everybody but him.
You just got a thumbs up from a lot of Philly fans by saying that.
Yeah.
The league announced the finalists for the 2023-24 awards in the NBA. Nikola Jokic of Denver, Dallas's Luka Doncic, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of Oklahoma City, three finalists for MVP. For the Rookie of the Year, it's Victor Wembanyama of the Spurs. Just give him the award now. Chet Holmgren of OKC and Brandon Miller of Charlotte. And for Coach of the Year, OKC's Mark Daigneault, Minnesota's Chris Finch, and Jamal Mosley of Orlando.
It almost feels like it's Luka's turn to win this award.
No, no chance.
No?
No.
Okay, good.
Distant third.
Okay, good. Good. I got the wrong. I was listening to somebody talk yesterday, a national basketball dude, and he talked about how Luka was his pick, and I thought, I've heard this before. I wonder if this is a thing.
You think?
All right, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that.
I think it's
Jokic's third year in a row?
He didn't win it last year. No. Embiid won it last year. Three out of 4 years.
I made that mistake too, Jared.
I know. I forgot Embiid.
No,
won
listen.
Last year.
You forget that. Yeah.
Because they won the championship.
Embiid never plays.
Well, no, it's because Denver won the championship in the year he didn't win.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Play was halted yesterday in the final round of the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. But it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. Actually, no. Is it getting close now?
It is. Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler atop the leaderboard. Going into today, four strokes better than Sahith Theegala. Scheffler has, three holes to complete today? Did I get bad info? I think I got bad info.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think it's done.
No, it's
No. It just got started. They got rained out yesterday. They got weathered out yesterday.
Ooh, anyway.
ESPN says final.
I thought it was a foregone conclusion. It's not. In history on the LPGA Tour, Nelly Korda won the Chevron Championship in the Woodlands, Texas. Her fifth straight tour victory. Third player ever to do that. Joining a couple of heavy hitters on the LPGA's history, Nancy Lopez and Annika Sorenstam.
So this is cool because this is like female sports' next dominant athlete, from Caitlin Clark to Nelly Korda. Now, her dad was, as you and I know, is a famous tennis player back in the day.
I did not know that until a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yes. Peter Korda.
Yes.
Peter without the second E.
Yeah.
Petra Korda. Petra.
Yeah. Yeah. And then her older sister, Jessica, was good for a while, but Nelly's on a different level.
It's all about Nelly. There you go. There's your splash for Monday, April 20th.